Good morning, this is Claire and Kate with your 8am Zedlines.
In local news, an additional 300 Queensland homes flooded in summer last year are likely to be purchased and demolished in an expansion of the state and federal government funded buyback program. Only 500 homes were originally selected, but Queensland Deputy Premier Stephen Miles announced on Sunday that assessments have revealed additional homes requiring demolition. The $740 million endeavour also allocated funds for retrofitting or raising homes and received over 6,000 applications before closing in recent months. A total of 800 homes are now in the program, with just under 500 having undergone a property valuation.
Queensland residents are encouraged to report koala sightings through a new app allowing conservationists to better track population numbers and movement. Environment Minister Leanne Leonard launched the Kew Wildlife Koala Sighting app on Saturday, which Queensland-based software developer GP1 created with $200,000 of state government funding. Koalas were declared an endangered species across Queensland and New South Wales in February last year, and it estimates that Queensland's koala population has halved since 2012. Minister Leonard said that the app will assist the government to ensure that protections and conservation efforts are focused in necessary locations, and sick or injured koalas should be reported along with healthy animals to help identify problem hotspots.
In national news, over 1,300 sausage dogs gathered in Melbourne's southeast yesterday to smash the Guinness World Record for the largest dog walk by a single breed. The 1,385 Dachshunds and their owners undertook a 1 kilometre stroll through Elwood and broke the previous record set in England by just over 1,000 Beagles and their owners in 2018. The event raised awareness of the Devoted to Dachshunds Rescue charity, which has assisted 160 Dachshund rescues nationally in the last year. Some proceeds from the event will go towards operations for foster Dachshunds suffering from intervertebral disc disease, which is common in the breed and can cost over $10,000 to surgically remedy.
The City of Darwin is looking to improve e-scooter infrastructure, making the streets safer for pedestrians and drivers alike. The City Council is reviewing proposals for innovations that will ensure the safety of all road users. Some new e-scooter providers have in-app features that can measure if the driver has been drinking and can automatically reduce speed if pedestrians are detected nearby. There are also some smaller scooter models available that can stop two drivers from sharing one vehicle. Many are also calling for legislation that prohibits e-scooters from being driven on footpaths to ensure the safety of pedestrians. Possible solutions include allowing scooters on the bike paths or even the roads.
Church of England vicars are demanding a pay raise to help cope with the cost of living crisis. Over 2,000 members of the clergy and supporting staff have requested a 9.5% raise, marking the group's first ever pay claim. Their annual stipend has traditionally been funded via donations from various congregations. Unite, the group representing the church, are calling for a central funding source to be made available. The Remuneration Committee is set to make a recommendation to the Archbishop's Council in September.
For your weather today, Brisbane is so cold that people are whipping out the sock and thong combo. It's currently 11 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more.